producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, skeptics, atheists, lunatics, weirdos, and a sort of bad guys. And of course, all you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. I hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving with your family. Remember to be thankful to your Creator, the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, for all of His blessings upon us. And some of you are be moving towards those New Year's resolutions of, losing some poundage and stuff. I don't know, but had a great time with my family. I'm glad that you're here on this Saturday. I'm filling in for Bradley. I'm Tim Brown, the editor at SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. And for Muslim listeners, the infidel that Allah warned you about, one who holds to the book, the Bible, as the authoritative word of God. I'm coming to you live from the somewhat gray and cold bunker here in the U.S. occupied state of South Carolina. But I'm happy that you join me on Saturday here for 2 hours before us. We've got some interesting things. I've got some stuff I want to bring to you. Some of it I think you will find enjoyable. Some of them, I hope, encouraging, and then some of them challenging as well. If you'd like to call in at any time, let's stick to the topic that we're on today. The number is 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. If you want to find us online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, also sonsoflibertymedia.com. And then if you want to follow Bradley on Facebook, you can do that as well. Bradley Dean, Bradley with two E's, B-R-A-D-L-E-E, Dean, on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, and Sons of Liberty Media on Facebook, as well as if you want to pick up Bradley's feed on Twitter, it's Bradley Dean 1 on Twitter. Now, before we jump into things, something we that you need to be made aware of. You have the opportunity to win a incredible looking knife. Head on over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Our friends over at Indie Hammered Knives have put together a hand-forged Sword of the Spirit. Now, we know the Sword of the Spirit is the Word of God, but this is just a beautiful, beautiful weapon. I think it's like valued at $750. Go take a look at the pictures there. This is a gorgeous hand-forged knife by our friends over at Indie Hammered Knives. Just jump on over there, scroll down a little bit on the right, or you can catch off the menu at the top, win a knife. Click on that, and then you've got several opportunities to enter to win that knife, which we'll be giving away. I believe it is the 1st of February next year, Lord willing. So jump on in there and see if in God's providence you'll take home that knife. It's beautiful. It really is. Speaking of Sons of Liberty Media.com, a couple of articles that are out, and we'll mention some other things that are not yet up. Well, some bits are. There's some commentary up about the shooting that took place yesterday in Colorado Springs. But boy, we've got some great stories that are out. There's a Georgia sheriff down in Harris County, Georgia, who's put up a politically incorrect sign regarding Christmas and the flag and God Bless America and In God We Trust. And you'll get a kick out of that. Maybe you want to get in touch with that sheriff and just tell him, well done. Thank you for, you know, standing up for what's right there. Also, a correction I need to make, it's my error. One of our contributors, Michael Ware, had an article out about the banning of burkas. And I don't know if there's too much turkey. I'm in a rush. I don't know what was going on. I listed it as Sweden. It is Switzerland. It's been corrected, but I want to make that correction to you now. It is Switzerland. That was in the post, and for some reason, my mind went to Sweden. It's not that I'm geography challenged. It's just it was a mistake on my part. So just want to let you know we've corrected that. That's up on sonsoflibertymedia.com as well. Switzerland has banned the burqa. Is it fear-mongering or smart? That's by Michael Ware. Also, Bradley's column was out yesterday, denying the obvious. Actions speak louder than words. Have you ever noticed, and I think he covered this the other day, have you ever noticed that all of the politicians who are running, and I'm not necessarily talking about the Democrats because we pretty much know they're either in complete communism or socialism, one or the other. But in the GOP ranks, they're telling us how bad Obama is, but none of them have promised to deal with him according to his crimes. And I'm going to deal with that in the second segment with an email that I received this week from somebody who really didn't have an argument, and I want to deal with that. In fact, Robert Berger, that's the guy's name. If you want to call in, the number is 1-866-582-9933. That's 1-866-582-9933 if you want to be on the air, and we'll have a discussion because Mr. Berger was outraged and called myself and Bradley all kinds of names and didn't like us pushing Christianity and the Bible and speaking out on those things. But, yeah, he wanted to push religious pluralism down my throat. And we'll take a look at that in the second segment. But also at sonsoflibertymedia.com. There's a Saudi-born singer. Her name is Shams Bandar, and she dropped some truth bombs on Arab TV. She said, you know, why are we pinning all our problems on the West? We've been slaughtering each other for 1,400 years. And she was talking about the Arab world, and she has been a promoter of foreign citizenship because she says, what does Arab citizenship offer its people when the Muslim world, when the Arab world is in trouble? Even the Muslim world doesn't want to take in the refugees, the so-called refugees, or the people who are outcasts. They don't want to do that. So she says, what good is that citizenship? You want to check it out. The video's there online with subtitles because they're obviously speaking Arabic. Also, sonsoflibertymedia.com, Air Force or former Air Force drone pilots expose U.S. government murder. Some people have said, well, this is more liberal and this, that, and the other. Well, look, I think that one, we have to understand that we are engaged in some areas like Yemen. There's been no declared war. There's been no declared war, actually, since World War II. If you want to go back and read, I've linked to that in the article. Congress has not declared war since World War II, and you can go back and read those. But these gentlemen here were engaged in that. They were talked about using drugs and all kinds of things to cope with the fact they were killing a lot of innocent people. And as a result of them speaking out, they've been targeted by the federal government. On the other side of the break, we're going to pick up an email I got this week on Bradley's column. Stay with us.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. 1-866-582-9933. Robert Berger, that is the number that I gave you three times to call in today if you'd like to discuss your rant with me during email. 1-866-582-9933. Anybody else who wants to call in, you're welcome to do so also. Stick to the topic. We'll be on here shortly. Let me give you a couple of other articles from sonsoflibertymedia.com you want to check out. One that's pretty hot right now is a watch the new raw footage of Russia unleashing hell from land, air, and sea on the Muslim terrorists who killed their pilot. That's going over real well. Also, the feds are being sued for $10 million for allegedly losing the JFK assassination film. And no, we're not talking about the Zapruder one. We're talking about the Orville Nix film. This is the one that shot looking towards the grassy knoll area at the time that President Kennedy was shot. His granddaughter is now bringing a lawsuit involving that. Also at sonsoflibertymedia.com, the latest Clinton emails reveal media Democrat collaboration against Republicans, and also federal court to dismiss designated terror group CARES lawsuit against the Florida gun store's Muslim-free zone. Don't you just love that? Don't you love how when you bring the law to bear upon these lawless people, that the law will win out? If you stand your ground, if you stand your ground. And also, quite an interesting one that came up today from our friend Bill Federer. Do you know what the Democrat Party platform was in 1948? It's the complete opposite of what it was in 2012. According to the Democrat Party platform in 1948, here's what they said. We pledge full recognition to the State of Israel. We accord to Israel the right of self-defense. Did you get that? Now, what did they say in 2012? They said, well, one, they wanted to throw God out of their platform, and two, they didn't want to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel, right? I don't think because if you're Republican that they were any better, because even though they opened their convention with prayer in the name of Jesus Christ, they then put up a nominee who believes that Jesus is the spirit brother of Lucifer and that God was once a man and became an exalted man, which is God now. So that doesn't make them any better, okay? But I just want you to see where the Democrat Party has come in, what, 50, 60 years? They've gone from recognizing Israel and affording them the right of self-defense to just some of the stuff is just goofy. Don't want to see their sovereignty and all these kinds of things. So anyway, that's on sonsoflibertymedia.com. And two more, and then we'll get into the subject for this hour. Guy, I had some questions about and reservations when he first on the scene this year, 13-year-old C.J. Pearson. Now he's pushing the oxymoron. Not only is he supporting a guy who's constitutionally ineligible to be president, he's not a natural-born citizen, Marco Rubio. His parents were not citizens at the time he was born. They did not become citizens until a couple of years after he was born. But here's what he says. He says he's fiscally conservative, but he's socially liberal. That is an oxymoron. You say, well, social issues and what people mean by that are moral issues like abortion, what marriage is, you know, all of these kinds of things that have to deal with morality. And actually, they tie right back to law. Morality, we speak of morality for the individual, but we speak of law when we talk about the society, bringing that morality in there. And that's part of what we're going to get into in this email in just a moment. And what CJ doesn't understand is the fact that these social issues that everybody wants to be liberal on, you know, let whoever marry whatever they want to marry, and people having the being pro-choice. Pro-choice to do what? Why don't we finish that out? Why don't we carry that out of what they're choosing to do? They're choosing to murder their babies. Okay? Follow that out. What does that do? That has economic impact. You allow sodomites to marry, it's not, you're basically condoning what they do. Whether you like it or not, you are condoning that if you're saying the law doesn't speak to that. God's law does speak to it, and our laws used to speak to it. Some of them in our state still do speak to it, and they have health issues as well as the moral issues. They have health issues, and health issues result in what? Economy. It affects the economy. And now we're having government want to take over, you know, health care. So that has an implication. The same thing happens with abortion. When you're eliminating, when you're engaged, and Planned Parenthood, I think last year, it said they had murdered 300-something thousand children last year. 300-something thousand. That's just Planned Parenthood. If they're doing that, my friends, all you people who are ticked off about 9/11, Planned Parenthood is committing a 9/11 every single day, every day, under the cover and protection of the U.S. and other state governments. Why are you just as ticked off about that as you are about whatever your view is, Islamic jihadists, or your government against whatever the case may be? Why are you just as ticked off about that and putting an end to that? My goodness, I saw the poll about 2 months ago. 29% of Americans, after viewing the videos from Center for Medical Progress, only 29% were on board with eliminating funding for Planned Parenthood. It's got to be a skewed poll. That's what I'm thinking. But I talk to people who haven't even seen the videos. They're not engaged with what's going on. So I don't find it hard to believe. Also, sonsoflibertymedia.com, one more. After the Paris attacks, a beauty salon owner changed her business policy towards those of the Islamic State. Guess what happened to her? She got arrested. She didn't want to serve anybody who held to the Islamic State, and so she got arrested. Now, that didn't happen in America. But this is a preview of what's coming. This happened in the UK. And the police went and arrested her, said she was causing a racial division or whatever, But Islam is not a race. It is an ideology. It is an ideology.
And we need to keep that in mind when we're dealing with this, because we get called xenophobes and,
you know, Islamophobes and all this other stuff. And Islam is an ideology. It is an ideology. It is not a race. Yeah, you can say the majority of people are from a Semitic descent, an Arab descent kind of deal. But the idea passes over races. We have black Muslims, white Muslims, Asian Muslims. We got all these kind of different Muslims. They hold to that ideology. It's kind of like Christianity. Christianity is not built around an ethnicity. It is built around the person of Jesus Christ, of his work, and the Word of God. And with that, I'm going to launch into the topic for the rest of this hour.
Bradley had put out his article yesterday, denying the obvious, actions speak louder than words. And, you know, he really took on the fact that candidates promise all kinds of things.
We can hear promises of, well, we're going to bomb ISIS. Oh, I'm going to give you universal health care. Oh, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that, and we're going to look at these things and that. And a lot of the stuff that's being promoted is really not constitutional in the first place, and that's on both sides of the aisle. And I want to remind you, in our country, there's more than the two-party choices to choose from. And you can say, well, build this, that, and the other, and we'll give a vote to this and all the other. Your founding fathers didn't think like that. They didn't want a two-party system. They really didn't. Go back and read what they said about it. They despised that. They wanted people who would uphold the freedoms of the people and protect them and do their duty under the Constitution, which is very limited. In fact, a lot of the stuff that comes up to the federal government should never even be brought there. Most of these guys don't have a real solution for it in the first place. And if they had a debate as they did in the old days, they would be given an hour or two to give the solution to the problem, not tell you what the problem is. And then you would determine whether or not, well, this guy has a plausible solution and it's within the confines of where his office is. I'll elect this guy. And this guy right here, he's soft-based. He's going to usurp power, and I'm not going to elect him. So that's how things used to be. Now it comes in sound bites, and that's why I really despise a lot of the political debates that come on. They give the guy like a minute or two to respond to something that really takes a long time to provide a solution for. Now, they may be a simpler solution, but it is problematic. Anyway, Bradley put his article up, and he made mention of something I've made mention of. Now, none of the guys running that I know of are congressmen. But none of them have pushed for impeachment. None of them have said that. For Barack Obama, for his treason, for his crime. And we're going to deal with that as soon as we come back from the break. So hang on with us, because we're going to move real fast.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality, American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels, workouts work, sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free. If you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like, support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance, and more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Way over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Bradley had put out the article, Denying the Obvious, Actions Speak Louder Than Words. I was going into that as we were headed into the break. And part of what, Bradley's gift is in seeing how God has worked in the past, according to his law, according to his promises, with his people in Israel, and seeing how he deals with the nations around them. I mean, think about this. Everybody thinks of Israel as this standalone thing. Now, there's no question in the Old Testament that God had a covenant with Israel. No question about that, to bring them into the land and stuff. But if you recall, part of the thing that he said when he brought them into the land was the fact that he was driving out the people before them because of the things they were doing, which was tied to the law that he gave his people Israel. You understand? He brought judgment upon them for their sin. And so you can't just say law applies here and it doesn't apply anywhere else. And there are people who say the God of the Old Testament is different than the God of the New Testament. It's just nothing. That's just not true. The God of the Old Testament is the same God in the New Testament. Jesus reiterated the same law of God that he gave in the Old Testament. And yes, it was Jesus who gave the law. He's God. So there's no distinction of that. And so when Bradley writes, he writes from that vantage point. When he speaks, he writes from that vantage point of saying the law of God has not changed because God has not changed. Sin has not changed. And the savior of sin has not changed. It all remains the same.
All of it. And for those who think there was a different way of salvation in the Old Testament than there is in the New Testament, you're mistaken. The only difference was in the Old Testament was pictures of what was to come, which was the Christ, the person of the Christ. But it's the Christ who saved those in the Old Testament too. They didn't save themselves from their good work for their good works. Abraham believed God, the Apostle Paul argues, and it was accounted unto him for righteousness. And then what did Abraham do? James says that he acted on that faith, right? Wasn't just, oh, I believe, but I'm not going to obey you, God. No, he obeyed God, and he was willing to even sacrifice his own son. And God stopped him, provided a beautiful picture where he gave him a ram to put in place or to be a substitute for his son. And that is a picture of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why we have no need of sacrifices anymore, no need of temple worship and all this other, because Christ is the fulfillment of all those pictures. Now, getting to where Bradley's article dealt with a particular person of outrage in regards to President Obama, our history, and a law, a gentleman by the name of Robert Berger decided to write me. And just to let you know, I mentioned his name because I told him I would, and I said, here's the number, call me in on Saturday, we'll have a discussion. I won't rip your head off, but I said, we'll have a discussion about it. Robert, again, if you are listening and you want to chime in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933, man up. Don't just send me words in an email. Let's talk about this. Let's bring these things to bear, and let's reason out what's going on. But I've not got a call yet, so anyway, we'll continue on. Here's how he starts his email to me. You imbecile. And this was not directed at Bradley. This is directed at me. And I don't know what was directed at me. I didn't write the column. This is Bradley. But any case, he said, America is not a Christian theocracy, and President Obama has committed no crimes, nor is he guilty of treason. You have absolutely no right to demand his impeachment merely because you and other imbeciles stupidly hate him. So first of all, as far as I'm concerned, I don't hate Barack Obama. I hate his ideology. I hate that, for sure. I hate his actions. I hate everything I see that the guy does here. Okay? I wish somebody were there who had his ear to give him the truth. He obviously doesn't know what Christianity is. You can read his 2004 interview to understand that. He thinks that sin is not being true to himself. The Bible says, sin's transgression of God's law. He has no idea of how Christ saves sinners from sin. This man has never denounced Islam. And we know from his younger days, that's what he did. But Robert wants to tell me that he's committed no crimes, nor is he guilty of treason. I'm going to take the second part. America's not a Christian theocracy second. He's not committed crimes, nor is he guilty of treason. Now, if you want to head over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, you can type in 1063, and you can see documented evidence from sources, including mainstream sources, of lies, crimes, lawbreaking, cronyism, all of that, which are a betrayal of the American people's trust, violations of the Constitution, and remember, under the Constitution, even a misdemeanor, not even a high crime, a misdemeanor, that's like, you know, something small, very small infraction of law. Why is it so important to hold the President of the United States to that? He holds the highest office in the land. He is the chief law enforcement officer. If the law enforcement officer is violating the law, he has a right to be called out. And so here's why, you know, I realize some people get bent out of shape about the stories that come out about policemen doing certain things. If law enforcement officers are breaking the law, it needs to be dealt with just like any other citizen doing it. If they're upholding the law, guess what? No stories get written about them because they're doing their job. And I wish people would understand that. And I know people can be disproportionate in how they view that, but that is the case. But not only do we have the article on 1,063 lies and lawbreaking and cronyism and all this stuff from Obama, I did an article back
in 2013, October of that year. And if you recall, there was a lot of stuff going on in Washington. We had the truckers who went up there and circled around Washington. We had bikers who went up there. We had veterans who went up there. They were cut off from the World War II memorials. Remember, there was the government shutdown and all that stuff. They took the barricade that had been put up, and they hauled and dumped them in front of the White House. And what did Barack Obama do? And he brought out his little thugs out there to make sure the veterans who served our country were in line. They came out with their batons and their riot gear to make sure they were in place and kept in check. That's what they did. And the question is, according to Robert, is I have no right to demand his impeachment because he's not guilty of any crime or treason. Well, let's just define that. In fact, let's go to the Constitution to define what treason is under our law. Article 3, Section 3 says, treason against the United States shall consist only in levying war against them or in adhering to their enemies, giving them aid and comfort. No person shall be convicted of treason unless on the testimony of two witnesses to the same overt act or on confession in open court. Now, it's true there's not a declared war, this, that, and the other, on the veterans at that time. But there's no doubt that Barack Obama had every intention of setting up intimidation against our veterans when they went up to Washington to protest. Every intention. The video evidence is there. Several articles I've linked to that confirm exactly that. And then let's look at what it means to provide aid and comfort according to the Constitution. You'll recall that Noah Webster provided a dictionary for the words that we determine the definitions out of the Constitution in his 1828 dictionary, and he defined aid as this: to help, to assist, to support, either by furnishing strength or means to effect a purpose. And then comfort, he defined as relief from pain, ease, rest, or moderate pleasure after pain, cold or distress, or uneasiness of body. The word signifies properly new strength or animation. Relief from pain is often the effect of strength. In a popular sense, the word signifies rather negatively the absence of pain, the consequent quiet. It also goes to support under calamity, distress, danger, any of that stuff. Okay? So that we understand, the Constitution has defined for us what treason is, and that's providing aid and comfort to the enemies of the United States. We know that Barack Obama has been one who has aided the former Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt and provided comfort for them. Let me give you just a few instances of that. One, $1 billion worth of German U-boats, that's submarines, at U.S. taxpayer expense. At least 20 F-16 fighter jets. $250 million in taxpayer money. He also provided 4 more F-16 fighter jets. He sent troops into Egypt to help quash protests against the Muslim Brotherhood earlier in 2013. And then he sent them another $1.3 billion. That's the ones that I documented. And the Muslim Brotherhood, if you go, and you will be able to find this in an article I'll post shortly regarding the Texas Patriots who stood up against, and Irving, who stood against a mosque earlier this week in protest, you'll be able to pull up the document. There's a link in there for the plans the Muslim Brotherhood have to destroy America from within. Read it for yourself. This is who Barack Obama has supported financially with your tax dollars and provided military aid to. He is also the one, and there are many in Congress who are beside him. It isn't just him. There are many accomplices in this on Republicans and Democrats who have aided him in the support of our enemies, including the Islamic State and other jihadis in the Middle East. If that isn't treason, according to the Constitution, I don't know what is. On the other side of the break, we'll pick up Robert's email, and we'll tackle those issues as well. Stay with us.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0 0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I'm Terry Hurlbut, and I run Conservative News and Views. Bradley Dean is one of my most valuable contributors. He's honest, forthright, pulls no punches, and tells people what they need to hear, whether or not it's what they want to hear.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Given you enough, and you can do your own research. Many of you who listen to the radio show are fully aware of the crimes of this administration, and I would say many in Congress who've been complicit, either proactively by just signing on with him or through their silence. Again, we can point back, nobody in Congress, Republican, Democrat, Independent, has brought an article of impeachment against Barack Obama, and there was many times they should have. If you have any questions, just look at Leon Panetta's defense of going into Libya, if you remember that, and him saying, well, I don't have to follow the Constitution and come here to you Congress people. I just need a unanimous consent of the international community. That's a violation of the Constitution. And it used to be the buck stopped with the president, but apparently with this president, it goes to everybody but him, most of all George W. Bush, but carrying on, I want to address one thing that Robert brought up. He said, America is not a Christian theocracy. Now, even Noah Webster says that theocracy ended with the geopolitical nation of Israel in the Old Testament. I think what the understanding is the fact that you had a man who heard directly from God. He could go and ask God. Moses could go face to face with God and get an answer from God when they had it, when they needed it. But here's the thing. God has spoken to us in his word. First, he's spoken through the prophets and the Psalms in the Old Testament. And he's spoken through his son, which just, he just reiterated all the things that those guys spoke about. in the New Testament. So God has spoken to us. And Peter says that he's given us everything for life and godliness. And like it or not, theocracy really gets down to God rules. And the question is, in our culture is, do we want the law of God to rule? And many people are scared of that. They're just scared to death because, well, this person over here claimed Christianity, or this person over here claimed, you know, this religion or that religion, they became tyrants. I don't doubt that people have done that. There are people who've done that. They've become tyrannical with the things. No question about it. But let me ask you something. Was God tyrannical when he established his law? Because that's the real question that we have to ask ourselves. Was God tyrannical when he told Adam, you can have every fruit of every tree in the garden except this one? Was he a tyrant for condemning them to death for partaking of a piece of fruit off a tree you told him not to? Was he? For many of you out there, you'll say, yeah, he was a tyrant because he should let them have everything. That's not a God of love. I know people who think like that. But that's not the way God is. God has established his law, and it applies to men. All men. And they will give an account for that. And that's why we have the message of the gospel, to save men from their sins, to stop them in their sins and to do what is right before God. And so when you get into cultures, when you get into governments, when you get into law and policy that is developed from that law and how you carry it out, whatever the God of the culture is determines what the law is. If it's Islam, guess what it's going to be? The Quran and Sharia. If it's Judaism, it's going to be the Talmud. If it's Christianity, sadly in our culture, Christians don't know what law to have up. They know what's right and wrong, which is part of the law. But they don't want that imposed in the society. Well, actually, they do. They want laws against murder, don't they? And where does that come from? Ten Commandments. What about stealing? Yep. Same thing with adultery. Yep, there are adultery laws. Some states call them alienation of affection laws. Laws against sodomy. Laws against perjury, lying under oath. All of these kinds of things. You say, well, what about the law of covenant? You're going to put people to death and do this, that, and the other, or impose some kind of... The law doesn't speak to a punishment that men can do for people's thoughts and what their motives are. It can only deal with what their actions are. There is no punishment throughout the scriptures for coveting. That's between you and God. God will deal with that. When it comes to actions, guess what? That's where government comes in. They come in to punish evildoers. Romans 13, 1 to 5. And so, Robert, while we may not be a theocracy in from the way you're perceiving it, we were definitely founded as a Christian government and a culture. Go back and read the Mayflower Compact. Those guys were explicit. Those are our original founders. And do you know where they got their information from? From the Bible, through the teachings of one John Calvin, the great reformer from Geneva. They brought that here. That's what they sought to establish here in America. And so because America has wandered way down the road away from that, does not mean that our foundations are not based upon biblical truth, both law and gospel. It doesn't. Robert goes on to tell me that, you know, we can be mad about the way Obama runs the country, this, that, and the other, but impeachment is just ridiculous. He calls me an ignorant dolt. I like that, an ignorant dolt. Robert, again, the ignorant dolt is offering you opportunity to come on and demonstrate otherwise of what I'm saying. 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. You've got another hour coming up. You can call in, and we can discuss that. You can discuss it with the ignorant dolt here. But he goes on to say this. It is the right He says, read the Constitution. It guarantees the right of every American to follow any religion, as well as the right not to follow any religion at all. Here's the question I have for you, Robert. Where do rights come from? Where do they come from? Because you need to understand something, people. Robert claims to be an agnostic Jew. I don't know how that works out, because even the Jews in Jesus' day, whom he rebuked, were religious, and they claimed they knew there was a God. They claimed that he was their father, even though Jesus said the devil was your father. But Robert says that he is an agnostic Jew. I don't know how that exactly works out. But anyway, if your rights come from God, does God give you a right to worship other gods? Especially in light of the fact that his command, his first command, is what? Don't have any other gods before me. So right there, Robert, your foundation's cut out from under you. That is not what the First Amendment is about. In fact, I challenged him on it, and here's what I asked him. If that is true, then you have to let Islam carry out Sharia. You have to let them do that if that's what you really believe, because that's part of their religion. In fact, let's go further. You have to allow the religion of Moloch. And for those who are unfamiliar with Moloch, Moloch was the big, hot god. They would set a fire and make his arms glowing white hot, and they would offer their children as sacrifices in the arms of that idol, Moloch. You've got to let that go on, Robert. Same thing's true with the Mayans. You might as well set that up and have you a little altar there so the Mayans can cut out the hearts of living humans to sacrifice them to their God. Oh, wait a minute. We're already doing some of that. We're just doing it under another name, Planned Parenthood, abortion. We're doing some of that, aren't we? We're doing the same things. Man hadn't changed, didn't learn anything in 6,000 years of history. And Robert would probably be just fine with that. Why? Because he's misunderstood where rights come from and who gives them and the basis of law, who the lawgiver is. He goes on to say, America has not abandoned Christianity. Majority of people are Christian. And then he goes on to say, more and more Christians in America are rightly abandoning Christianity. He's a very confused man, that's for sure. And he does point out other criminals from other administrations, which I completely agree. But one of the problems he has is he distorts biblical law with Sharia. He tries to tie those things together. And as I pointed out in a previous article, you take the issue just of stealing, compare Islamic law, compare what we have in America today, and then compare biblical law concerning stealing, and you will find they're vastly different in each area with different means of justice, and it's the justice of God that matters. On the other side of the top of the hour, we'll pick up a new topic, and we're going to talk about some ranchers out in Oregon. So hang on with us.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.